Have you ever returned to Lodge?
Yes, I never really wanted to. But at the same time, when we were invited to Dresden, and again, I can look it up, but I'm pretty sure it was in 2002, Herb and I went to Lodge.
Did you find your house where you lived?
Well, this was an adventure that I have actually written about. Incredible story. I didn't want to go and didn't go to any of the concentration camps. I didn't want to see this for me. I think it's very good that people see it, but I remember what it was like, and I didn't want to go like a tourist going to see these places. But it was an incredible event. We connected with an organization called Our Roots in Poland, which is sponsored by the Lauder Foundation. And we had someone meet us in Warsaw when we arrived there. He took us around, showed us where the Warsaw Ghetto was, and all the things that I've read about it, I now saw. And then he drove us to Lodz. Odd as it was, I made the arrangements in Tulsa through a travel agent, and she suggested that we stay in the Grand Hotel on Pietrkowska Ulica. As it turned out, that was a few buildings away from where my father grew up and where I lived with Grandma Volman when I was first born. This is the main thoroughfare, and that building still stands. It's now an office building. So here we are walking, my husband and I, back and forth, and our guide made arrangements for us to see the building from the inside. I tried to remember. I remember standing as a child by the window looking out. That's what I tried to do and have the memories come back. Of course, much has changed. We went to the ghetto area. I looked for the well where I was hidden, never found it. Much, much has been changed. That ghetto area, Bawuty, is still poverty-ridden, bad part of Lodz. It was very, very interesting and emotional. And staying in that hotel, the Grand Hotel, on this main thoroughfare, they were playing 1930s music, trying to preserve the before the war atmosphere. And with my father as a young man living so close to it, and my mother, she loved to dance, we sat there. There's the dance floor. It was empty then, but there was the music. And I tried to imagine my parents as young people dancing on that dance floor in the Grand Hotel while dating.